The line is open, the light is near. Bring your question, leave your fear. With angel spirit signs and soul, the unseen world begins to glow. Loved ones, guides, and truth come through. Tonight the message may be for you.
Ask the angel.
Open your heart tonight.
Ask the angel.
Step into the light. Now welcoming Rachel Corpus, angel incarnate and psychic medium. This is Ask the Angel.
Hi, friends. Welcome to tonight's show. I'm Rachel Corpus, and we have two questions from listeners tonight. And by the way, you can call in and join the show. Here's the number to call, 888-627-6008. Here it is again, 888-627-6008. I love that. I got a little itch on my nose. Sorry, I'm not signaling anyone from another realm. I just have an itch. Listen, oh my gosh, it's still there. I think it's spirit. We're just about to talk about some paranormal stuff, so I'm not surprised that my nose started itching. If you're watching on Facebook Live or YouTube, thank you. I love you. I can't see your comments right now because I am streaming right from the network with Thomas, my producer, who's awesome. So if you want to take part, call in again, 888-627-6008. Okay, story time. This first question comes from Jerry in Carbondale, Illinois. Jerry, first of all, Jerry, I apologize. I don't know what gender you are. But Jerry says, if God loves everyone, why are there ghosts? I'm assuming, Jerry, what you're asking is, if God supposedly welcomes everyone to the other side, why are people left here? Well, I'm going to answer this in a couple of ways. First of all, I'm going to tell you what I've learned, and then I'm going to tell you a story about how I worked collaboratively with someone on their property to move someone to the other side. Here's what I know. And you don't have to take my word for it, because I want you to keep seeking. And we're not really going to know until we get there ourselves, because even though I firmly believe we're here to remember what we already know, I can't tell you what to believe. I don't know all the missing pieces. I'm here to discover as well. But in my meditations and in my conversations with those on the other side and those who are still here as ghosts, This is what I've learned. So when we meet someone who is classified as a ghost here, it is very, very rare that it's actually them. The life that they had here, when they die, it creates an imprint. An imprint. Let me say that again. I-M-P-R-I-N-T, an imprint. So their consciousness, no matter what happens at their passing, goes to the next dimension. And we can define that however we want. Afterlife, heaven dimension, the quantum realm, that's up to you. There is, think of it like a time stamp or a memory stamp that gets put into this dimension, because our lives are important to us, and they get locked in like a memory, like a movie that keeps playing over and over, and it's vibrational. So for some reason, and this is what I don't know, case because it's case by case, for some reason when some people die, their story keeps playing, and we can sometimes see or experience or smell or hear those stories, and we've begun to call them ghosts. Now, sometimes those ghosts are attached to those stories, so there's a part of them that still believes they are living that story out. In literature, we started to call that unfinished business, but I will tell you that the core of that person, their consciousness, is with their creator. I don't know. I hope they're with their creator. I hope they're in a place of peace. That's what I believe. That's what I've seen. And also, there can be a part of them that is here in this realm or whatever realm they were living in. That can be a movie that keeps playing until that learning is worked out. And sometimes that learning is not trauma-based. I have met plenty of people that have died that are still in their ghost form because they love the house they built, or they want to watch after someone. And then there are hauntings that are just on repeat. They have no idea that there are other people here that are alive. They're just walking through the motions, just walking through the motions. And generally, we don't have to touch those because they're not harming anyone. They're just here, kind of like a drumbeat. So when the haunting is more intelligent, sometimes their timeline, their story can overlap with the living, and it can come out sideways. It can come out negatively. And recently, I had a case where one of my clients had moved from one location to another, one state to another, very healthy person. She works in the healthcare community. And when she moved to this new place, she started to have some really severe physical symptoms. So when we looked in on it, we realized that her new property, it's an older home. It was built in the 20s. And actually, there was a home there before because all land is old, right? Her home was part of, here's a house here, here's another house here. And in the middle of it, there was an old well. And when we looked in psychically, we saw that there were two families, neighbors, not related, neighbors that were sharing the well. And the man that lived in this house, the house that she's currently living in, he was very hard to get along with. And when the woman from this other house would come to use the well, he bullied. He always was trying to get her attention. And one time he got it. She went out at night to get some water and he attacked her. And at this time, she was on the ground and he was attacking her. The brother came out and shot him. This is when he lost his life. So he appears to be stuck on that property. And because the way he was attacking the man's sister at that time, because in the other house, it was a brother and sister who lived there. Because of the way he was attacking the woman's stomach and her throat, the woman who currently lives there is having some similar feelings in her body. So this man will also get up right close to the living and say things, yell things, and so it'll be heard as distinct ringing or pain in the ear, pressure. And so when we ask spirit what to do, they said that, you know, they walked us through a protocol of how to first seal the house. And then after we sealed the house, we call in the archangels, Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel. Archangel Michael is here to remind us that we're safe and nothing can truly harm us. And also to let that man realize that he is safe. Michael may not show up as an angel. He may show up in jeans and a flannel, because he's going to show up in a way that makes sense for that man. Same with Archangel Uriel. Uriel is the one that walks people over to their dimension, to their other side. He's probably going to show up in a way that makes sense to that man too. So this person is instructed to create a barrier around the house. And actually, I'm wrong. That was my part of it. I created that. And I created it in my heart, in my intention, in my mind, because the angels say, as above, so below. Whatever we create here or in the realm creates itself. So if we created it here on earth, it creates it in the spiritual realm and vice versa, as long as we're doing it pure of heart and our intention is clear. So when I created that God's light around her home, the angels were able to do it with me. Prayers are answered. Intentions are answered. So that boundary, she can go in and out. And actually, the man can go in and out, but it's there because of the next part. The next part, she was instructed to pour a double shot of whiskey into a glass for this man and let it sit out for 48 hours. And she's supposed to put it out on a mirror. Just a regular mirror, but it must be bigger than the glass. And Michael and Uriel said that at the moment this man comes up to take the glass and he touches it, they're going to pull him in the mirror. This mirror will be used as a doorway or a portal, and they're going to take him to where he belongs. Usually when we cross someone over, we coach them, we talk to them, and we say, hey, you don't have anything to worry about. You're not going to a place of judgment. It may not be easy for you, but you'll get to heal there. Go, be with your family. And there's some conversation there. They did not recommend it with this man because he is being such a bully and he's hurting this person. So Michael and Uriel just wanted her to set out the elements and let them take over. And then after that, they asked her to do a clearing in her house of her choosing, something with smoke, a white candle, something of that nature. And then listen to this part. They asked her to fill a glass or a mason jar with water, put it under her bed. And I can't remember how long they asked her to do this, but perpetually for a while, because this rerouted the energy of the well. We have to remember that water has her own personality, and she was part of that scene as well. She endured that abuse. So the water holds memory, excuse me, and this reroutes it. So that goes under the woman's bed. And then she gets to go outside a couple days later after we know that this man is gone. She gets to then talk outside to, there was a ton of spirit walking outside. You can probably guess that this person, this client, is intuitive. Otherwise, she might not have felt so much. She then gets to go outside and go to every doorway of her house. And then with her foot, she draws a line in the dirt and she says, no one is allowed to come in my house unless I invite them. Then I believe she was walking around her house and saying any other boundaries or rules that she had out loud so everyone could hear. And she was also instructed that at this time, if she wanted to say, anyone who wishes to go with Archangel Michael and Archangel Uriel, you can at this time. You don't have to stay here. And then honestly, that was it. Because we have the power of love to do this. This is at the same level of holding the door open for someone at the grocery store. We get to do this for each other. We may have lost the ability to see them walking around in our yards, but we can feel them. We get that feeling of being watched sometimes. Oh, yes. And she was to say, no one's allowed to look in my windows. You all can say this at your house at any time. Go outside, put some barriers up. And if you feel that you have hauntings around your house, my process to check on this for her was I sat in my, may have looked at, I rearranged my office a little bit. How do I show you that? Here. I sat in my pink chair. And I put my vibration, my little vibration tool in my ears, little sound kit, but you could also put music in. And I just sat there and I watched the back of my eyelids and I asked spirit, show me what I need to know. Show me. And when I needed to, I picked up my dowsing rods to validate it. So I hope you enjoyed that and you learned something. And it looks like we have a caller. This is Amber from Iowa. Welcome to the show, Amber. How can I help you?
Hello. Hi. I was calling. I've had, in the last year, I've had some pretty traumatic losses. And I have one pretty recent. And then I have an anniversary of my son who passed. It'll be a year this month. And I was just, I guess, wanting to know about him, and because I was, he was born sleeping, so I don't really know anything about him. So
yeah, well, he says that, well, you have other children though, don't you?
Yes,
he says that when you raise them, yep, you know him. He says that they have his attitude. What's your other son's name?
We have five other boys, but, Odysseus.
Do you have a Tyler?
He's a Tyler. No.
Okay. What's the tea name in your
But
family?
Theseus was his name, our boy that passed.
Theseus?
Theseus, yeah.
Okay, and what about your other sons? Who has the T name?
No, we have Matthew, Zane, Atticus, Leonidas, and Odysseus.
Atticus, it's that I'm hearing. Atticus with the T, Atticus. So he's Theseus, and Atticus are like this, he says. He's with Atticus. Theseus and Atticus, almost like they're like M&Ms, like joined together like this, messing around. So how old is Atticus?
He's 12.
Wow. 'Cause Theseus wants to be big. He wants to be a big kid. And he says that Atticus is a teenager, but wants to get away from the house. Like he's trying to get a license. Like he's trying to get on his bike or get a license. He wants to get out. And he's
Yeah.
big for his britches, I hear a grandma say, big for his britches. And it's actually Theseus's job to keep Atticus little, to keep him young. Because Atticus has like this, he's just like, okay, so this is how you know Theseus. He's very much like Atticus because Atticus will always be this like magical Peter Pan who will need cuddles, but you'll have to ask for it because he's going to be like, no, I got this. I got it. I got it. Nope. I'm going to start my
Yeah,
company. Nope.
very much
What
so.
can I sell on Depop? What can I sell on Facebook Market? Whatever it is. He's always going to have a business. You're going to be like, are you working for the
Yep.
mafia? How do you have this money? It's coming from Theseus. So he says, that's how you know me. And also sometimes, let's stretch a little bit, Amber. When you look at Atticus, Theseus looks through his eyes. And those two boys have some sort of agreement. And I want to be really gentle about it because Atticus is Atticus. But there's times that he will be laughing and he'll go really low all of a sudden, like he'll almost like belly laugh, and it's Theseus. Okay. And he'll get like moon eyes. His eyes will change shape a little bit. It's Theseus. So watch for it, okay?
I will.
Yeah. He says, I've got the best mama. I've got the best mom. She's so much fun. And he says that you don't have to worry so much about like stuff. It's about you're good at keeping the family together. Like you're an experienced family. You experience things together. And he said he's showing me like your family document, I would call it your family blueprint. Nobody in your family asked each other to have material things. Nobody. It was time together. So what you get to do here is ask Theseus, because you got two versions of Theseus. You've got the little baby version that you can ask to hold at any time, like when you're falling asleep for a nap, hold him. You also have the grown version who's like one of the guides for you and the family. You can say, hey, we need some time together as a family. Can you pull that together? Could you send us a miracle? Could you send us some money? Give us some time. He can work on that.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. I love seeing you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bless you, sister. Bless you. Okay, my loves. The other question we had from a listener tonight was about Lionsgate Portal. Actually, we have a lot of questions coming in. So I'm doing something on my computer screen and I don't multitask without my face showing it. So you'd see me, my thinking face goes like this. Lionsgate Portal is open right now. It's traditionally, I mean, actually, it's on August 8th. But if you're like me, you probably feel things opening up earlier. And I did see a video where someone said it had already opened up. So if you're more into astrology than I am, you know more about this. But Lionsgate Portal is the time around August 8th, where the portal is open for, just think about it as increased, your crown chakra, your third eye chakra are really, really open. I don't know much about the Lionsgate Portal, but here's what the angels wanted me to say about it tonight, just to add to your research, because this is something you should look into on your own. Because they said two things. They said, tell your personal guides and angels that you want anything that you want to research, pull them in on it first, because then they're going to put you right in alignment with the right information for you. So you're not looking into this abyss of spiritual information. So that's number one. Number two, they said, this Lionsgate portal is different than it was last year and the years before, because they said the concept of us not really using more of our brains, it's that where our brains are opening up as receivers. If you've heard people talking about that, I've certainly felt it. I've felt my brain kind of definitely opening up. It's a really strange, static, almost like popcorn feeling. But they're saying that's the new way that are one of the ways that our bodies are going from the 3D to the 4D to the 5D. And it's going to be happening in the next week or so, especially with the Lionsgate. You get to handle this how you want. Some people like to handle it by business as usual. Some people like to rest. I just wanted to let you know that's what they said, that you're going to be opening up as a receiver. So what we get to receive, it's more information. That information comes through our bodies because as we open up, our physical cells can receive more energy, more light. Our emotional bodies are more emotional. You might have hormonal changes. You might get tired. So just be gentle. Try not to judge. Be kind to yourself. That's the Lionsgate portal. So the doors are open. It's Grand Central Station for your psychic growth. Okay. Now, let's push on because I have some magic for tonight. We're going to play a little bit. I really love getting out of my head and talking to the angels through divination tools. Tonight, we're going to play with some oracle cards and some runes. Do you know what runes are? Runes are letters from ancient alphabet. Germanic and Norse people over 1,500 years ago used them to write messages, mark monuments, and record history. And let me just see here, Thomas is, oh, we do have another caller. So let's do that before we get into all of this stuff. Okay, let's talk to another caller before we play. Hi, Nikki from Iowa. How can I help you, honey?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Rachel. I recently lost someone very important to me and my children. It's very traumatic, and I feel like we're all trying to process as well as we can. I feel like he's really been trying to communicate with me in some ways, and I truly just need to know that he's okay.
Okay. When did this loss, was this just in the last month?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's saying to me, he's charming. He says he's good at fitting in places right away. He's good at making friends.
Yes.
He does like his alone time, he says. But heaven isn't overwhelming. And they've been teaching him how to come over and visit, how to work with, like move stuff and touch you and then flicker things.
Yes.
It's him. And he says, I watched enough stuff that I know what I'm supposed to be doing. I just got to learn how to do it. So I don't know if he means like watching scary movies when he was alive or if he means like watching stuff up there. I don't know. You'll have to think about if you watch like paranormal stuff. But that's what he said.
Very much did, yes.
Okay. Now he's working on doing it. And okay, can I ask you a question? When he comes through, does it scare you at all?
No.
Okay, because he wants to make sure that you know it's him and it's not anybody else, because he actually kind of likes it that it's spooky, but it's definitely him. So that was my question for you, not from him. It's really him. So I don't think he's going to back off that it's a little like it happens at night sometimes, like in the middle of the night.
Yes, very much dream related a lot.
Yeah. And he's like an artist. He's really creative. So sometimes the dreams are wackadoo. And he says he can't control that yet, but
Yes.
he's trying.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He is trying. So if the dream gets weird and scary, your angels are going to take you out of it. He might even exit. Don't feel bad, he says. Don't feel bad.
Okay.
He's either going to come right back as soon as you fall asleep again, or the next night. You're not. Okay. He feels, yeah, you're not missing anything, he said. Also, there's something about how he's not good at telling you the messages yet. Like he can't make his mouth do it yet, but he's working on it. This is a whole work in progress. So just give him time. He doesn't want you to think it's you not getting it. He's like, I'm a slow learner. She always had to do it first, and then I was second. And now it's on me.
Yes.
He's trying to leave coins. He's trying to pull coins from where he is to the house. He misses you, but he's okay. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I'll be thinking about you.
Yes, absolutely.
Bless you,
Thank you
honey.
so much.
Yeah, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. Bye.
Loss is hard. So, why runes? Why oracle cards? Well, don't we always crave connection? Like when our loved ones die? Don't we wonder? When Jerry asked, question about the afterlife, what people are stuck here, why our loved ones pass, and we wonder, did they make it there okay? Is that them contacting us? Well, for those of us that are still here and we're still on our journey, there are so many ways that we can connect, either to talk to our guides, to go into our own information like the Akashic Records or the various libraries, our blueprint. You hear me saying that word all the time, right? Talk to our loved ones. So oracle cards and runes, just like the dowsing rods, that's another tool. It's like another type of telephone. You want to use them safely, because I don't want you to become a human Ouija board. Also, Ouija boards aren't bad. They can become bad, but it's just like, it's a thing. There's nothing bad about it. It's an inanimate object. So when I tell you about these, I want you to remember that you don't need anything outside of you to connect ever. But these are wonderful tools that you can use. So I'm going to walk you through runes first. These runes I made myself last week. And just to kind of go through that definition, I'm just going to give you a real simple definition. Runes are letters from an ancient alphabet used by Germanic and Norse people over 1500 years ago. They were used to write messages, mark monuments, and record history. Today, people use them for meditation, reflection, and spiritual guidance. Here's what I did. Do you have that junk pile in your house? It's got weird stuff in it. I do. And for some reason, one of my sons had this Ziploc bag of wooden cubes. Empty one. So I grabbed them and I made them into some runes. Now I just chose my own number. You might research runes have a certain number each. I just asked the angels to help me channel some, and I'm going to add more to them. But as I was channeling, I realized some of these are familiar. This seems to be the symbol for water. And so I put the symbol for water on every side. And then this one, I put a semicolon, meaning take a break, pause. Water has a lot of different meanings. This one has a mushroom for growth, but the mushroom looks different on different sides. It means different things according to how you get it. I'd be careful because the mushroom kind of looks like a body part on some of them. This is a symbol. This looks like a heart with a little tray at the bottom. I've been drawing this my whole life since my first near-death experience because it's in the architecture of heaven. It's not actually a heart. But I drew this all the time as a kid. So this is the alchemical symbol for copper. This is a cube that has a whole bunch of different trees on it that mean something. So basically, you shake them like they're dice or die, and you roll them out. And then you can read them like a story. So you can put four out, you can read them, interpret them. And then sometimes even I will add, I have this amazing trinket jar that a friend of mine started for me. And then when I get little gifts from people, I'll add to it. You can open up a trinket jar or in your junk drawer, your jewelry drawer. Oh, for goodness sakes, ouch. You can pull things from it. Like I have this antique marble. Perfect thing to add to your runes. I have this Chinese coin. Someone correct me if I'm wrong about that, but I can add to it as long as I know what they mean when I pull them. So I started my own little guidebook that this one looks like a booby. I don't remember what it is. So, I mean, I have to write them down because I'm still getting used to them, right? This is Blackbird for ancestors. So we have our oracle cards, we have our runes, and these, you know, I have used with clients a few times, and I'm going to pull some for you. So I do see that we have a caller here, and I know you're there, so wait on me just a minute. I'm going to pull some messages with these runes from the angelic realm for everybody here today, just so you can see how they work. And I have also this die in here that has numbers on it. And I'm going to use this as well for some angel numbers to go with that. Right. Special thanks to my friend Allie, who started my trinket jar. This is a perfect gift to give someone. If you need a gift, start their trinket jar for them. Put little treasures in it that you have that help you think of them. Okay, so here we go. Oh, and part of this, I also have a little bit of money in here that just fell out of my trinket jar. So I'm going to put that in there. I have an angel bauble. I pulled a ghostie out. Don't know why she fell out. I have a fresh flower that just fell out. So I'll put her in there. And let's see what we get, okay? Here we go. Put her back in a, I keep mine in a goblet. So, angels and guides, I'm asking for guidance. What is for the most high and best good, highest and best guidance for our audience today and for me? So I'm going to roll them out. All right, so I'm just trying to show you what's here. Can you see all that? All right, that's how it rolled out. I didn't use all of them. I am going to flip this one out just because I want some angel numbers. So here's what we've got. We've got the angel bauble. We've got the good luck. Now, I have a choice here that I can start to. I'm just going to start to line them up. And I'm not paying attention to how that I line them up, but I like to line them up in groups of four. That's just kind of the way my brain works. And then I'm just going to kind of put the symbols or the non-cubes all together. I'm going to put the numbers here. Okay. So I'm going to start reading. It's time to pause. This is the cosmic cube, but I got the one that's filled in. So this tells me that we need to pause and make time for our cosmic friends, our cosmic family. It's time to bring heaven to earth. Remember, this is cosmic architecture, because the water that runs in heaven runs through all the galaxies, also runs through us. So if we stop and we actually tell our water before we drink it to give us information that we need to help us remember, it'll help us remember what the architecture is actually in our cosmic bodies. So if we pause, we remember that we have more to learn or remember. That's from our heavenly architecture, from our extraterrestrial architecture or blueprints. We can instruct the water that belongs to this earth to go through our body and help our physical body remember. Now we go to this one. This is a moving stream. This promises us that the water will unblock us. Hold on, I got to look this one up. Remember, I couldn't remember. One second. And this one is the alchemical sign for gold. This is the ability to move situations when this is unblocked. You can then move any situation that you want into something higher and better for you. This creates space. This is the wild card. This is the one that is empty. This means you can do anything you want, my loves. So all of this process, this part of the story, unblocks things for you. You can begin to alchemize. You have the Midas touch. Look at you creating anything you want. Now, this is the Tetractys. This is another sign of the cosmos. This is climbing up the cosmos and remembering your worth. This is the alchemical sign for copper, meaning that when you climb up and remember your worth, you're going to start to remember it. You're not going to forget things in between lifetimes, in between seasons of this lifetime, even. You got the tree cube, and this one is the palm tree. The palm tree is steady, holds nourishment. This tells you that you're going to be thirsty again. So you're going to have to bring that water back so that you can keep growing. That's the naughty one. That's the naughty cube. So that you can keep growing because your other lifetimes are going to be coming into this one so that you can blend more wisdom. So we have copper, meaning that you're going to be growing your wisdom and remembering your other lifetimes. You're going to need more water. It's going to dehydrate you. And as you bring more water in, this will be in about 3 months from now. It's going to help you blend wisdom. Your ancestors will be here to help. Your angels will be here to help. To give you blessings, to give you abundance, to finish projects. That's what this crescent moon means. Angel numbers are 4, 2, and 1. There you go. Reading runes. If you want your own set, I just pulled these together, I just drew them, and then I shellacked them. If you want your own set made by me just for you, you just have to reach out. But you want to email me. And here's my email, theangelcounselor@gmail.com. Have a fancy email, but I can't access it right now. So use this one, theangelcounselor@gmail.com. By the way, if you have been on my website and you have requested a session and you haven't heard back, it's because I'm having technical difficulties with my website. And also my email, which is hello@rachelcorpus.com. I'm not able to access that right now. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to my Facebook page and my Instagram. Facebook is Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. Instagram is the Angel Counselor. Because then I'm giving you a cheat code. If you go to either one of those places, you can go ahead and get the link just to go ahead and schedule your session. You can. So if you want a session, go to my Facebook or my Instagram, and you can just get a hold of that link right now and schedule your session. If you want to buy a set of runes made just for you, including a few lovely baubles, could be crystals, could be blessed artifacts or objects. Then you want to email me, and we'll talk about details, what you want to pay, what you want them to look like, kind of vibe you want, because it's a custom order. All right. Now, let's see. Who do we get to talk to next? Okay, Misty, welcome to the show. How can we help you tonight?
Hello. Thank you, Rachel. So I found you on the Jeff Mara podcast, and a lot of what you said resonated with me. And I asked my guys to let me know if you were real. So the next video that I clicked on for you, you actually said my brother's name 7 times, Quentin.
Oh, Quentin.
You were referring, yes, Quentin. So you were referring to somebody else who had asked some questions, but that was my sign that you were real and that my guides were letting me know that you were real. So I would like to know if my brother, Quentin, has a message for me.
Hold
you.
On. What did you think? That if I was like a blow up doll or like a fake psychic?
I wanted to know. So much of what you said on the Jeff Mara podcast spoke to me with personal experience that I've had when you were talking about the pods. And then you mentioned a device that's placed on the head. I have information about that because it was done to me. So I wanted to just ask my spirit guides if I should be in contact with you, if you were a real angel in body form. And then when I clicked on the next message, when I clicked on the next video and you said my brother's name 7 times, and it's not, you know, a name that you hear often, Quentin.
Yes, so.
And you actually said it the way that we said it in Appalachia, Quentin.
I love it.
So I was okay, I need to get in contact.
He's pinching my butt.
That
right
totally makes sense.
Is he inappropriate like that?
He's not inappropriate. He's just a huge jokester.
Okay.
So
okay. It's
he's
like
a huge jokester.
It's like right here. Like a brother. Like a brother would, honestly. And you know what? He looks like he's in the angelic realm. That's where he's from. What a shit.
Okay.
That surprised him.
Yeah.
That surprised him when he got over there. He's like, what am I doing here? And he was like, do I need to take my muddy boots off? And they're like, no, it's okay. Just, you're good. He's funny.
He is very funny.
Okay. And then something about he stops clocks or watches or something, or phones. He stops something. Is there a clock in the house that stopped?
No, I can't think of that right off. It may come to me later.
Did his watch or something get hurt when he died?
No. But I'm listening to everything you say, okay? And I know that as I look back on what you say to me now, things are going to connect. So
yeah,
please
I think
just
they
share
will.
Freely whatever you
right. There's something what I can't tell right now is if he's showing me, he's showing me what he does to communicate. Like he'll make beep noises, like with a microwave or something. Beep.
Okay, that beep. Makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what would you like to ask him or ask me? How can I help you, honey?
I would like to ask him if he is with my dad, if my dad has found peace, if they have found peace with each other.
They don't spend a lot of time together, he says. But your dad listens. He's able to talk to your dad, he says. Your dad's able to listen to him, and that must be a new thing. He says dad listens without, he doesn't interrupt him. And when I, if this is your dad I'm seeing, the man that I'm being shown is that when your brother talks to him, he doesn't turn around and like do stuff. He's like, he's sitting down and listening to your brother. He's not making himself busy in the garage or outside or anything. He's just sitting down and listening. And it feels a little bit awkward almost because I don't think this man is used to it. I don't think your dad is used to it, but he's getting good at he's getting better at listening and not coming up with his own ideas about what your brother means. He's just listening.
Okay. Okay. That's good.
Your brother said that he doesn't really care if people understand him like he did here, but he's also being told by the guides that it's important that he talks to his dad and also your mom, but it's not time for that yet.
My mom is there too.
Yeah, it's not time. She's not ready. It's just her time to rest. She needs care first.
Yes.
She needs care. And it's like your brother and your dad, your brother has some things to tell your dad because your dad needs to grow up. Not grow up. I'm sorry. Grow a little bit before he's fully interactive with your mom. And I don't want to say this in a way that makes your dad sound bad or anything. It's just the level of what he's there to do. He's just growing. Your dad is receiving care too. A lot of care and understanding from his parents. There's a lot of generational stuff.
Yes.
So it's not that your brother's like, I don't want to talk to dad. It's not that. It's like everything, there's a plan there. And your brother is not talking to dad much until your dad's talked to his dad and his mom, and he's got a different frame of mind, but they've seen each other a lot.
Okay, I have one more question, something that,
right
that I've
ahead.
Always wondered.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Was my brother an accident, or was it on purpose?
I was an accident.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Accident. Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, okay. I needed to know that.
Yeah, accident.
My dad was on purpose. I'll just tell you real briefly. My brother passed, and a year later, my dad took his life.
Yeah,
and a year later,
about
2 years later, my mom passed of cancer.
Yeah, killed
and
her.
And I've always wondered if. Yeah. I've always
but
wondered if my
now.
Brother was like an accidental overdose or if he did it on purpose.
Well, and it's a little hard to know because he's one of those guys that said to himself, if he didn't wake up, it would be okay. But he didn't do it on purpose.
Okay. Yeah. My mom found him in bed just like he was asleep.
Yeah. And that's all that happened is he just fell asleep. He was really afraid he was going to poop his pants.
And woke up there. He was what?
He was afraid he was going to poop his underwear. And your mom was going to find that.
That makes perfect sense. That makes
this
sense.
This guy, I really like him.
Yeah,
everybody did. I bet you really miss him.
Everybody did. We do.
And
Thank
they
you
do
so much,
there,
Rachel.
Too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. If there's something else you
Thank
needed
you
to tell
so
me
much.
Outside this call, just send me. I think I got a message from you, so just send me another message, okay?
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. Stay blessed.
Yeah, bless you, sister. Bye-bye. And we've got Kathy. Hi,
Hi,
Kathy.
Rachel.
Hi, how can I help you?
Well, I have a spirit out in my yard. She wants me to call her Evelyn. Her scent is very strong. Perfume. But what puzzles me, I can usually kind of connect with them. She follows me around the yard, but she never comes in my house. And, after a while, you got to kind of put some of them out of your mind. She doesn't let me. She brings her scent very strong. And is right down there with me digging in the dirt. And I started thinking, maybe I need to know why she's here. But I feel like there's a part of me that tries to block that. So I was wondering if you could enlighten me a bit on her.
Well, have you asked her?
I have asked her, and she was a person. Not, sometimes they come and they might be a fairy, but she was
okay.
A human. She said 1820. I don't know if that's when she was born or when she died, but she said she's not connected to me ancestrally. But there is something here, something about me here that she is that's drawing her here or keeping her here. There's nothing I need to do for her. But
she said that there's nothing you need to do for her.
There, right, that she was happy. There was nothing that needed to be done. It was her choice to be here.
Yeah.
And I've asked a few other people, and they can't seem to get an answer.
Have you asked her to give you space?
No, but what's interesting is if I have a friend in my yard with me, she'll go away. She won't let them detect her. And I've noticed that. And they'll say, she's gone. So I don't know if she's here to help me or if she's maybe lost. I don't know.
Have you seen her outside of your yard at work or at the store?
No.
Okay.
Uh-uh.
Is she inside your head or outside your head? Okay. In your mind, in your mind's eye, or outside your mind?
I would say outside of my mind because the scent is so strong that I don't know how anybody else would not be able to smell her if they were next to me.
And have you experienced other people being able to smell her?
No.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me ask your angels. Let's see what comes through. Well, you are You are very intuitive. We know that about you, Kathy. So, I mean, this could be a case of somebody just, a spirit just being lonely and wanting to, or just being around you. And what I'm hearing more than anything is it's an invitation for you to strengthen your boundaries. And this, whether it's a human or a spirit, they're not going to do that unless you speak up. And what I want to check, although I think you'd know, I'm going to ask you this. Does this feel negative at all? Does this feel like a trick? Is it negative?
Absolutely not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Then I think you're fine.
What I really noticed is she doesn't go in my house. She does not come in my house.
Okay. Well, then I would say, if this is not a bother to you, and you don't feel like you're seeing her to the degree that you're going to trip on her or something, if it's not a bother, I would give it some time. I'd let it be. And then if she shows up differently, like more, or she gets to be pushy, I would ask her, is there actually something you need from me? Especially if she starts to come nearer to the house, look in the windows, or she comes in the house, if any of that changes. But I would also ask yourself, because this is what I'm getting from Gabriel. Sometimes when you notice spirit getting really close in your auric field, it can be a version of you, your higher self, or your angels giving you a little tap on the shoulder that there could be a boundary with somebody else that's alive that needs to be looked at. It can be a little like you wrote that into your blueprint. Like, okay, when I notice some paranormal stuff, kind of tuning up, turning up, that's my signal for myself that my 3D boundaries need looked at. So I can't see that that's true for you, but I can see that you wrote that in as a signaling system. So you might just kind of zoom out and see how that's looking for you. But I'm with you that I don't see any danger or anything, but I would look at those two elements. And then if you do need to strengthen those boundaries, they're just saying, go out and say it out loud to her that you need space. And then whatever boundaries you need to fix in your life, you're good at doing that just with kindness and firmness, saying no.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope that helps a little bit. Yeah.
Yep, it sure does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too.
Okay, loves. Well, I don't know if we're going to get to how to work with Oracle cards tonight, but that's okay because we'll get to do it another time. But what I do have time to do for you is pull a few cards for you so I can give you some blessings for the rest of the week. Again, if you have been on my website recently or you've tried to request a session, I haven't been getting those messages. So do me a really big favor. Go to my Facebook page, which is Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator, or my Instagram page, The Angel Counselor, and you will find the scheduling link so you can go ahead and just create your own session. If you want to talk to me about getting your own set of runes, email me, theangelcounselor@gmail.com. And we'll get that set up for you. Angels, what would you like the audience to know? Oh, God. Trust your intuition. This is from Messages from the Guides, Transformation Cards by James Van Praagh. Trust your intuition. Remember, we have everything that we need already inside us. All of us spending this time together, we just helped each other remember what we already know, to solidify that in love and in grace. Wasn't it fun? Thank you for those of you that called in, for being brave and supporting me on my show. Just felt like you were in the room with me, and I'm grateful for you. Angel Talk, my podcast, season 3, premieres September 6th. Hope you can catch that. Check it all out on my website as soon as I can get back on it. Oh my gosh, thoughts and prayers on that. Listen, I love you. Join me here next week, free Monday. Keep that halo straight. Love you.
Breathe deep, let the light come in. No perfect questions, no polished disguise, just real people talking to the other.
past lives all on the show today. Twinkle in its eye.